our one chance to fix all this, and I blew it.
Well, you like him. That makes things a little tricky.
I'm out of my element.
Dance with me. For science. I need to see what I'm working with.
But say I wanted to step out of my corner. How do people connect in that way?
Hugh and I fell in love after I told him to get lost.
That doesn't make any sense.
Love isn't logical. Yeah, can you let me lead, please?
Transfer complete.
Hello and welcome to Subspace Transmissions, the podcast where two Trek fans step into the arena and tackle the best, worst, weirdest, wildest, and everything in between the Star Trek has to offer. I'm Cam Smith, and joining me on the bridge,
this is Tyler Orton munching on some delicious Hasperat in the midst of the pandemic.
That's right, because this week we're going to talk about the best comfort food episodes. Which are the episodes that, you know, in times that are maybe stressful or a little rough, you just want to sit down with some Star Trek and enjoy yourself. What are those episodes and what are the best ones?
Yeah, look, Cam, there's tons of like exceptional episodes of Star Trek. But look, I'm not tuning into The Offspring or In the Pale Moonlight if I just want to kind of delight in things, if I just want to relax and chill. Not necessarily veg out, but, you know, just enjoy Star Trek at its best.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, totally. Like, I am not even, rolling on with some of the momentous two-parters, like Dark Frontier, for example, because it's just like, it's a little too heavy, or, you know, it's just not really my mood right now. I just want to enjoy what makes Star Trek fun. I guess that's the key word for me in a lot of the cases is, what do I find fun to watch?
Well, the thing that I was thinking about, though, and I have to tell you, this is probably like the easiest research I've ever done myself personally for this show, because I just thought about all the episodes that I just felt like watching, the ones that would just like delight me. And so I just did like bam, 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 had a big list. And then over the last week, I was able to watch like a whole ton of these episodes. It was like the best research I've ever been able to do for the podcast. But what I realized is that a lot of these episodes, it's just kind of showcasing characters at their best or showing us like what makes these characters really smart, you know? So this is why I really loved getting prepped for our particular format here.
I mean, ultimately, when I had this assignment to do the research for this one, I was just going to submit Shades of Grey as my sole episode, because that is like 15 episodes in one. And that is the ultimate comfort food.
That and Life Support.
Life Support. Yeah, exactly. So, I mean, those two probably won't get brought up a lot in this episode. But I am curious, just for you personally, of the series, what is your comfort food Star Trek series?
Oh, 100%. No issue at all. Star Trek Deep Space Nine. That was the one that had the far most number of picks that I went to. That was followed by TNG. What about you?
For me, TOS. I mean, pretty much any episode of TOS, even the bad ones, like, you know, And the Children Shall Lead or something, are like comfort food for me. They also don't have, like, DS9 is a show I absolutely love, but a lot of the episodes of DS9 are, you know, darker or a little more severe, or the character stuff is a little more wrenching, where they don't feel like comfort food as much, even though that is the show that I totally love to rewatch over and over. I found actually TNG to be kind of my follow-up, in that a lot of the episodes are a little more standalone. You can just sit down. There's a lot that kind of play around with characters like Worf or Picard, Riker, characters where we get to have a little bit of a laugh, even if it's a serious episode. And so I found that one jumped out a lot too.
It's funny. I know Deep Space Nine has a reputation of being kind of the darker series, but I also think that when it does the lighter episodes, it's far more effective, just consistently versus a lot of the other series. So I definitely want to give props to Deep Space Nine, because I'm going through my list here, and yeah, The Deep Space Nine episodes are except for one that we'll get to, they're all pretty light for the most part. I think they're quite well done.
Yeah, I mean, DS9 is very well represented, I think, on the list. And there's some other ones that maybe aren't as well. And maybe we'll talk about that a little bit later as we go. But I think it became very clear, at least for the two of us, that TOS, TNG, and DS9 were the three that maybe jumped out a little bit more. But yeah. I can imagine also a lot of people, being really into a lot of Voyager episodes, and Voyager's well represented too.
So why don't we talk about the format a little bit? Because, you know, we actually have like a total of 32 episodes to get through. So we were like, oh man, there's so many episodes. Let's do kind of a draft sort of format. We have brackets set out. So we're going to pit, episodes against each other. You and I, we have to come to a consensus about which episodes we want to move next into the bracket. And if we cannot decide, then we will defer to the roll of the dice. I've got one online on, it's called random.org.
A chance cube, as Watto would call it.
Chance cube. Yes. So Cam, you trust me, I'll be totally honest. If we disagree, you'll pick either odds or evens. I'll roll the dice, and the dice will decide which episode gets to move on.
That sounds fair to me.
Okay, so let's kick it off. This is going to be fun because, Cam, you submitted your episodes to me. I kind of mix and match here or there with the episodes that I have. So a lot of this is going to be a surprise to you as it will be for our listeners. But yeah, we'll kick it off with The Trouble with Tribbles from right. the original series versus Deep Space Nine's In the Cards. Where does your vote go to?
My vote goes for The Trouble with Tribbles. This was, when we had this assignment, this episode jumped right to the forefront to me. And I just want to say up front too, all the episodes listed in this episode have our recommendation as great comfort episodes, but we are looking for the ultimate one. But yeah, this one to me is just like the most fun TOS comedy episode. Kirk with a crappy assignment, great iconic stuff. And on top of that, we hear so often nowadays about comfort animals. Is there a better comfort animal than a tribble?
I need one. Actually, it was funny when they had the Star Trek loot crates, or mission crates as they were calling them. Cam, remember my ordeal that I was also keeping all of our listeners attuned to, maybe 2 years ago with those loot crates? And it was just a nightmare getting them. Like, they would take months and months. And anyways, I did receive a Mirror Universe Tribble, which is not exactly the most comforting little thing because it has like vicious teeth on it, but I still have my Mirror Universe Tribble, and it is kind of comforting in a moment like this. I think In the Cards is on your list as well as my list. Am I remembering this correctly?
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so ultimately, I love In the Cards. It's such a great, Jake Nog two-hander. Mm-hmm. I have to give it to Trouble Tribbles as well. Like, for me, if I think about a TOS episode that I could watch any moment, any day, I'm going to Trouble with Tribbles. It just makes me feel delighted. So we're in agreement there.
It has a caper feel too that I think a lot of the episodes that popped up on my particular list have a bit of a caper vibe to them. And
same here. Same here. Yeah. Next one up, Doomsday Machine, also from the original series, versus TNG's Timescape. That was a pick from my list, and Doomsday Machine was from your list. So I guess we know we're pitted against each other right now, but maybe we can sway one another. Why is it Doomsday Machine is a comfort food episode for you, Cam?
Doomsday Machine kind of falls outside the norm of the episodes I picked in that it is much more of like a slam bang action episode. But to me, it is, as you said up top, the characters doing the things they do best. You have, I would say, the most badass, like fist pumping moment of like selfless heroism Kirk ever had on the series, excluding the films. The films have some great stuff too. And it just brings all the characters together for one of their great dramatic stories. And it ends on such like a high that you just feel good when it's over. So, some of the other ones, like Balance of Terror, is a little more tiring maybe because it's just such a tough, intense battle. But this one has a little more of a upswing, kind of like a Star Wars kind of ending.
Well, speaking of highs, remember when Picard got high and started making like funny faces in the dilithium cloud in Engineering and Timescape?
How could I forget?
That's what I'm talking about. This is showcasing the characters walking into a situation where time seems to be frozen, and you see, your preconceptions kind of influence what you think might be going on. And I love how everything about this episode subverts what our expectations are. And they really show our characters being smart about things. Look, I love Doomsday Machine, but the thing is, Timescape, I don't think gets enough love. It's a great concept, high concept episode. Just for the sake of giving Timescape a little bit more love, why don't we throw this to the computer? Computer, we're going to let you decide what moves on. Cam, Doomsday, odds or evens for you?
Odds.
Odds? Okay. And so that means Timescape evens. I'm going to roll the dice. We landed on one, so that's Doomsday. So Doomsday moves on to the next round. Okay. Cam, next up, Shore Leave from TOS as well versus Tinker Tenor, Dr. Spy from Star Trek Voyager, on both of our lists. Yeah.
Yeah. This is a very tough one.
Shore Leave, what a fun, crazy, wacky episode. It could only have been made in the 1960s. Could you imagine subscribing to CBS All Access for Star Trek Picard and you get an episode like this?
I would take that over some of the Narek episodes.
Yeah, no kidding.
Finnegan is more charismatic than Narek, so I don't know. But no, you're right. It is an insane episode. But, oh man, like this is tough because I think as Shore Leave is an all-time fun episode, but I also feel like maybe the energy flags a little more in the second half of it. Up front, the first half is insane. Whereas Tinker Tenor, Dr. Spy is one that I had on my guaranteed ins, where Shore Leave was a little bit of a backup. So I'm going to come down with Tinker Tenor, Dr. Spy, which is, the, of course, the Doctor having fantasies, amazing comedy moments, a really fun caper element, goofy aliens. It is a super fun Voyager episode.
I love both of these picks. I'm ultimately going with Tinker Tenor, Dr. Spy as well. Like, no Star Trek episode has made me laugh out loud more than Tinker Tenor. And also think about the concept. Like, what if everybody got to see your inner thoughts, your daydreams, Cam? Would that not be a horrifying thing? Like, and that's what we got to see with the Doctor going on.
Exactly. And I mean, this episode ultimately gets the wave through for me as well, for the sad Tom Paris wave.
That was such an amazing moment.
Yeah.
And wouldn't we all like to picture ourselves in the briefing room, assuming that all the women on the ship are just that into us, right?
Of course, yes.
Okay. Well, in your case, that would be true, just not in my case. So, you know,
the life of a Star Trek podcaster.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, so Tinker Tenor is moving on. And the next bracket here is Star Trek TNG, the episode, not the movie, but First Contact versus Deep Space Nine's Way of the Warrior.
Oof. Yeah. I chose First Contact because to me, this has two things that I think make it the ultimate comfort food episode of TNG for me, which is, number one, we have Picard guiding an alien through the wonders of the Federation, and it's inspirational. It's Picard leaving us on this high that everything's going to be okay because Captain Picard is showing us the way. And you can contrast that with the other side of the plot, which is Riker undercover as an alien dealing with B.B. Newworth, where you have some comedy. It's really goofy. So you have this great balancing act of two really, really fun stories. And for me, this one was, when we came up with this topic, this was the TNG episode that shot to the top of my mental list.
It's such a great episode, but I go to Way of the Warrior. Mm-hmm. Worf has never been better. We get to see smart Worf playing detective. And we get just some of the best action sequences we've ever witnessed in all of Star Trek. And it really makes you buy into the stakes that Deep Space Nine is setting up in season 4, which was supposed to be a bit of an etch-a-sketch sort of shakeup for the series. I think you and I, in our rankings for the Deep Space Nine feature length or two-part episodes, we placed Way of the Warrior at the top of the list here.
Yeah,
my vote has to go to Way of the Warrior. I love First Contact. It's such a great episode. But Cam, are we going to have to send this to the computer once again?
I think so. And I'll take, I guess, odds for First Contact.
Odds for First Contact. I'm going to roll again. Damn, it rolled on one again. It's odds. First Contact beats Way of the Warrior. Cam, the computer favors you over me at this point. So
snake eyes.
Okay. Kim, again, we're pitting our picks against each other in the next bracket here. Deja Q versus Who Mourns for Mourn. Tell me why Deja Q is on your list here.
I wanted to include a Q episode because I feel like at their best, Q episodes bring a lot of, like, a level of fun that is just very infectious. And this one where he loses his powers and joins the crew has so many great character interactions. All his stuff opposite Worf is amazing.
Micro-brain.
I love the relationship he has with Data, as well as the grand finale of him, like, showing up with doing, like, mariachi music and everything, and the fantasy women with Riker. Like, this is, to me, just, like, the ultimate fun Q episode, and it is a hangout episode through and through. We get to basically follow Q along, just hanging out with the crew. So that's why I really pushed for this one.
Okay, speaking of hangout episodes, Who Mourns for Mourn?
Mm-hmm.
It's such an amazing subversion of what we think of this character, where we have moments where Worf is talking about Mourn as the greatest sparring partner that he's ever had. Jadzia is talking about how she had a big crush on him, but Mourn never reciprocated those feelings.
Right.
You know, like, and then we also find out that how, like, Mourn had a full head of hair when he first arrived on Deep Space Nine 10 years ago. It is such a great Quark showcase as well, as Quark tries to get, you know, I think it was 100 bars or 100 bricks, not bars. These are bricks of gold-pressed latinum.
Right.
As part of the Mother's Day heist that took place on this one planet. This is such a fun, hilarious episode. I love Deja Q. I think you made an incredible argument for it, but I think we have to go to the computer once again. I just don't know if Who Mourns for Mourn gets enough love. So,
these are both super fun episodes, and I can totally see people wanting to rewatch these right now.
Okay, so odds are even. Are you sticking to odds?
I'll stick with odds.
Okay. Oh, Cam, the computer loves you. Okay, so we get rolled to number three. So you're lucky I'm such an honest man at this point. But
you are not a quark.
I'm not a quark. So yeah, we get Deja Q moving on to the next round. The next one, Parallels from TNG. This is on both of our lists versus Our Man Bashir from Deep Space Nine. Tell me why. You can make the argument for me, but why was Parallels on your list?
I found myself being drawn more and more to these episodes that are sort of these you know, high concept episodes where the characters have to find their way out of it. They have to kind of solve the problem. And there was other ones. I wrote Parallels on my list. And I thought, you know what? That's easy. I talk about Parallels on this podcast all the time. Let me watch some other ones. And I did watch a bunch of other ones. And I ultimately came down like Parallels is just the most fun. You've got, of course, the future Borg Riker with the long beard, which is insane. You have all of the Worf-Troy romance stuff and the comedy that comes from that. It's just a great character episode for Worf that's really fun. So for me, like, the concept stuff's amazing. The character stuff's great. This episode is so much fun. I really thought very highly about it when I put it on my list.
Well, if there's another episode where Worf seems to be smart, it's this one, along with Way of the Warrior. You know, like, he figures out kind of what's going on. He puts the pieces together. We get to see different realities, one in which he's married and has children with Deanna Troi. I even love moments where, essentially, at the end of the episode, Worf returns to his own reality, and he says, hey, Deanna, do you want to stick around for dinner? She's like, sure. He goes to the replicator and says, champagne. And there's a coy look shared between the two. It's planting seeds for what we'd get later on in the season.
That great romance that just took the season to a whole new level.
Well, it is essentially a romance that encapsulated like three episodes. It was this one, Eye of the Beholder, which took place in the work nacelle, and then finally All Good Things when they're holding hands in the hallway and Picard runs at Worf and Deanna. But I just, like, from the character moments, this is such a great episode. But Cam, Our Man Bashir.
I know.
What a fun, you know, James Bond, Our Man from Uncle homage this is. This is, like, Deep Space Nine doesn't get into, like, the, you know, there's a malfunction on the holodeck sort of stuff that happens in all the other series. But when it does it way better than all the other ones. You know, like, I think this is such a fantastic showcase for who Bashir is, and also just letting the characters play in different bodies, so to speak.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely did consider this one very strongly. I came down to two DS9 ones in particular, and I went with the other one over this. And the other one is also an homage to kind of 60s cinema. And so I ended up pushing this one aside, but it is a super fun episode, and Avery Brooks is chewing scenery like a madman. He's amazing.
So, Cam, I feel like, I don't know, even if I go to the computer, you'll win. We both picked Parallels. Why don't I just give it to Parallels? Does that work for you?
I think that works.
Okay. So, Cam, next up on our list, House of Quark from Deep Space Nine versus Enterprises In a Mirror Darkly.
Ooh, that's a tough one. Yeah.
House of Quark maybe does not get as much love as it deserves. You and I, we went to the convention in Las Vegas in 2019. We got to see a professor break down, all the intricacies of the show, from like the way the framing of the characters to the gender politics. You and I walked away with so much more appreciation for that episode.
Yeah, it is a really fun, really, really fun episode, and a great Quark episode, and just the relationship between him and Grokka is so much fun. But I think ultimately, even though I did have this on my individual list, I am going to have to go with In a Mirror Darkly, which I also had on my list. Enterprise is tougher to pick out episodes that I think are really just like your comfort food Star Trek episodes. A lot of the Zindi War stuff is not super fun. Like, it's great, but it's not fun. In a Mirror Darkly has that real spirit.
North Star isn't fun as a cowboy?
That's also true. That's on my own separate list for just personal episodes that I will be watching myself. But In a Mirror Darkly, you've got that TOS spirit. You've got iconic stuff like the Mirror Universe, the Tholian stuff, the Gorn stuff. A lot of the actors are just having so much fun playing it up. This one just is head and shoulders above House of Quark for me.
Yeah, you know me. In a Mirror Darkly, it's an episode I should not like because it's so detached from the Prime Universe storyline. Mm-hmm. But it works. It is so fun to watch. There's so much fan service, and fan service that isn't dumb. I love both these episodes, but I gotta give it to Enterprises In a Mirror Darkly.
Yeah.
Cam, another tough one. We should have fun. Trials and Tribulations from Deep Space Nine versus Cause and Effect from TNG.
Ooh, yeah. Cause and Effect, another one of those high concept episodes that I was definitely marathoning this past week. But Trials and Tribulations is just one of the great DS9 hangout episodes. Again, you get to revisit that TOS spirit that I know and love so well. And just watching Jadzia geek out and Bashir and O'Brien get into trouble, Sisko totally nerd out on the bridge with Kirk. This is just a joyful episode, and I can totally see why it is one that people keep coming back to over and over. So it is my pick, runaway choice for this category.
I feel bad for Cause and Effect because I just wonder if it was against like another episode, and I guess I have only myself to blame. I think Cause and Effect could take it away. But the thing is, Trials and Tribulations is such an iconic episode, and it's so easy to watch. You just sit back and you delight in everything that's going on as the 24th century crew travels back to the 23rd century. And look, we already picked The Trouble with Tribbles earlier on. How can we not go with Trials and Tribulations?
Exactly. I think Tribbles tend to get you at least into round two.
We'll save that for The Trouble with Edward, perhaps, later on. Cam, next up, His Way from Deep Space Nine versus TNG's Rascals, in which the crew, part of the crew, turn into children.
Sure. His Way, in case people don't remember, is the one where Odo wants to profess his love for Kira and gets tutored in the ways of love by Vic Fontaine. This is like the musical comedy episode of DS9, and I absolutely love it. Rene Auberjonois is just having a ball. You've got Nana Visitor doing her rendition of Fever. I have to side with this one. Rascals is definitely iconic. People love, those stills of the child versions of, Ro and Guinan, but I think His Way is the one I'm going back to. I don't know that I've gone to Rascals that many times.
Yeah, Rascals is a fun episode. I just don't know if it has the gravitas and it contributes to the overall mythology of TNG versus what His Way does for Deep Space Nine.
Plus the ending of His Way with them kissing in the hallway is just such a like soaring, like romantic comedy style ending that it just leaves you feeling good when it's over.
Well, here's one that we might debate a little bit about, but Bada Bing, Bada Bang on Deep Space Nine versus Voyager's Body and Soul, in which the Doctor occupies Seven of Nine's implants and gets to kind of take over her cognitive abilities.
Yeah, I had both of these on my list. This is tough. Bada Bing Bada Bang is the one I chose for my 60s themed movie homage DS9 episode, of course, for Ocean's 11. I think I am going to have to come down on Bada Bing Bada Bang. To me, this is just such a great character hangout episode. This is one of the most fun. And you even have some food for thought in there with you know, Sisko talking about Vegas's relationship with people of color in the old days. So there's definitely some heaviness to the episode, but at the same time, you have this high concept, like caper heist that is just an absolute ball. I love Body and Soul. I think it's so much fun watching Jerry Ryan impersonate Robert Picardo. This episode is a ball too, but Bada Bing Bada Bang gives you more wattage for your cast. Everyone is well represented for the most part.
Nothing blew me away more in Voyager than watching Jerry Ryan do a Robert Picardo impersonation. Like, I was just enamored by that performance. It's something to just gawk at to this day.
Oh, 100%. It's a fantastic episode.
But if we're talking about Deep Space Nine, they're so good at that kind of the hangout atmosphere. If there is any Star Trek set I could visit, it would have to be the Promenade. You know, if I could go back in time, like that would just be something to bask in.
Mostly just to visit the Replimat, right?
That or else the Klingon Gach stand. Sure. Maybe get a Jumja stick too.
Right.
You know, so, or no, I would go visit the Bajoran Temple.
And recreate the Vedic Barile erotic dreams.
That and Jadzia's death.
That too.
So, I got to give it to Bada Bing, Bada Bang. It's just like, it's such a fun hangout episode, and it takes place right before the final 10 episode end to the series kicks off, you know? And so you kind of feel like this is like their last effort to really just chill with the crew. And I think those writers of Deep Space Nine, they understood what made the show so great. And sometimes you watch Star Trek and it takes them a long time to kind of figure that out. By the time you get to season 7 of Deep Space Nine, they've got it nailed down. And this is just proof positive of that.
Totally.
Bada bing, bada bang for the next round. So Cam, next up is another TOS episode, Mirror Mirror. Mm. And it will be going up against a Short Trek. This one, of course, is The Trouble with Edward, an homage to the Tribbles once again. Will the Tribbles make it 3 for 3 in our brackets, Cameron?
No, no, they will not.
Not because The Trouble with Edward is a bad comfort food episode. You and I absolutely love this one, though. Just the comedy works for us. The deconstruction of the origins of such an iconic species is just amazing to watch. It was not well received by fandom at large. I don't know why. You and I absolutely love this one, but does it go toe-to-toe with Mirror Mirror?
No. No, it does not. Okay. Yeah, no, I mean, I really enjoyed The Trouble with Edward a lot, but it's, I mean, even by length, it's very small compared to Mirror Mirror, which has all of the classic Mirror Mirror, you know, or Mirror Universe versions of the original series crew, and all the actors are having a ball. Not only are they having a ball, though, they're really bringing to life a story that's genuinely gripping. Like, this is a masterclass of TOS storytelling. So, yeah, I'm going to have to go with Mirror Mirror in this category.
I agree with you. So, next on the list, though, is Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad from Star Trek Discovery versus Enterprise's Singularity.
Yeah, I pushed for Singularity on my list because I think it's a really fun episode in that it's that high concept thing. And as I said, like a lot of the Enterprise episodes, as much as I love them, they aren't really like comfort food episodes, whereas this one has some really fun stuff. You've got Trip obsessively trying to fix Archer's chair. You have Phlox like trying to fix Mayweather's headache by at certain points pondering whether she'd like remove parts of his brain. Like it's really fun, and you've got T'Pol solving the problem ultimately. I really, really like Singularity, but I'm going to have to come down on the side of Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad, which is just a joyful episode of Star Trek Discovery. You know, obviously a great soundtrack with that one. But again, like, you know, that high concept story done really well. We get great stuff out of the Burnham character. It's the only time the Ash relationship comes to life at all.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah,
everyone's having a ball. Harry Mudd is a blast coming in on a space whale. I got to go with this one big time.
Yeah, I still think it's a high point of modern Kurtzman era Star Trek. I got to give it to Magic. Like this one, it was funny because I think this was episode like 6 or 7. And you and I think after the episode ended, we looked at each other and we're like, oh, Discovery has it all figured out at this point. And then I don't think it did. I just think it's kind of a fluke episode, but to me it's still just one of my all-time favorite Star Trek episodes, and it's just amazing that they were able to do that within like the first 7 episodes of a series. Like we've maybe witnessed that before with say something like the Carbamite maneuver on TOS, but it's not easy to repeat.
No, you are right. Yeah, you don't get a lot of classic episodes generally in the initial run. TOS does it a couple times, Naked Time as well, but
don't forget Stardust City Reg from Star Trek Picard.
But yeah, so
you're not into the torture porn that was the death of Ichab, Cam?
It brought me no comfort, let's just put it that way.
No.
So Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad is just such a joyful, fun hour of television.
Okay, well, next up here, it's TNG's Conundrum versus TOS's Naked Time. For me, Conundrum, the crew, they all lose their memories. They wake up and, you know, Worf thinks he's in charge because he has the sash or the baldric over his torso. Picard also points to the pips on his collar. We've got, you know, like Riker hooking up with Ro. I love it if characters don't know their identities and they just try to fall into these patterns that they would just assume based on kind of spurious things.
Oh, very much so. But I love how even though the characters have no idea who they are and some of them are taking very goofy roles in the episode, they are at the heart, the essence of who they are. Like Picard is still Picard. Worf is still Worf. And I love how it kind of examines that element of these factors of even if you remove their long-term memories, they are still at the core, the characters we know. They just occupy different weird parts of the ship and their role within the ship.
Well, let me ask you this, though. Like, Naked Time, it's one of the most iconic episodes in all of Star Trek. We've, like, obviously, I think everybody remembers Sulu fencing through the hallways, topless. You know, it's that sort of stuff. We got a great story from George Takei last year at the Star Trek convention where he was explaining, like, yeah, he told everybody he could wield a sword.
Yeah.
He had no clue what he was doing, so he had to go take lessons, like, last minute, you know? Like, that, like, it's funny to think about that episode in retrospect.
You've also got Riley singing Kathleen over the PA system, like, driving everyone insane. Like, it's actually a really good sort of outbreak episode on the ship. It's a genuinely well-written one. It's not like Naked Now, which is a little more slapdash. Like, Naked Time is a very well-written and directed episode. And it does have those iconic moments. It's very fun. This is actually a really tough choice.
I wish that COVID-19 was a little bit more like what happened in Naked Time.
I think what I'm going to do is I feel like, very strongly about both of these episodes. I enjoy them both a lot. And they were two that I did watch this week. I'm going to side, I think, with Conundrum, though, because I feel like TOS might be getting a little overrepresented with our, you know, round two. So I'm going to bump Naked Time because I do think it is weaker than some of the other ones that we've put into the next round.
No argument for me. And I also think that Conundrum maybe doesn't get enough love from us on the show.
Yeah.
It's such a great episode. And maybe if we can push it into next round, that'll be great. Mm-hmm. So Cam, next up here, it's, and just for listeners that might be wondering, we are getting towards the very end of the first round. So just so you know, we're on, I think, episode number 28 versus 29, FYI. Or no, I did the math wrong, you know. That's what happens when you get a liberal arts degree, but we are on episode, I believe, 25 versus 26.
Okay.
So this is Captain's Holiday versus Blink of an Eye from Voyager.
Ooh.
I know. I know what I'm going with. What do I make the argument first?
Sure.
Captain's Holiday is fun. We get to see Patrick Stewart rock the Speedo. We're introduced to Vash. We've got like silly Ferengi, which are always fun, and those feature aliens. It's our introduction to Ryza. Yeah. The Vorgons, yeah. It's our introduction to Ryza, which we've heard so much about before. And we really haven't visited much more than, say, Deep Space Nine's Let He Who's Without Sin, or with the Enterprise episode 2 Days, 2 Nights.
Yeah.
It's a fun episode. I just think that there's so much more heft to Voyager's Blink of an Eye, in which the ship gets to observe a entire civilization evolve over the course of, you know, what, 2,000 years until they develop into a spacefaring society. And just the moments, the aspirational aspect of it, it makes me love Star Trek. I have to go with Blink of an Eye.
Blink of an Eye is hands down the superior episode, but I do question, like, as a comfort food episode, does Blink of an Eye really earn that, in that, like, is it a fun episode, or is it just more of a moving, empowering episode to watch? Whereas Captain's Holiday is just a full-on, like, rollicking kind of goofball episode. I think, though, I am going to go with Blink of an Eye, and I think that also has to do with the fact, I think Captain's Holiday, a lot of the really fun stuff is in the front half, a little bit like Shore Leave. So I think that maybe by the time you get to the resolution of the caper stuff in Captain's Holiday, I'm kind of like, okay, I'm good. So I am going to come down on Blink of an Eye, which I do think at least you walk away with that real sense of optimism and hope, which right now, that's a great thing.
I could use as much right now as possible.
Yeah.
Cam, I am going to come down hard in favor of my pick for the next one. I hope it works out for me, but if not, I will defer. Little Green Men from Deep Space Nine versus Bride of Chaotica from Star Trek Voyager. You went with Bride of Chaotica. It was not on my list, but you tell me why you think Bride of Chaotica is just one of those great comfort food episodes of Star Trek.
I'm not going to lie. Bride of Chaotica was a little bit of a guilt pick for me, in that when I looked at my Voyager picks, I just realized I was really picking Doctor/Seven episodes a lot, and Janeway felt very poorly represented. And Kate Mulgrew was so much fun when she's hamming it up that it was bugging me that I didn't have something that really showcased that. And I know Bride of Chaotica is a fan-beloved episode. You get to see, you know, Tom Paris having like some really goofball stuff going on there, Harry Kim as well. But ultimately, this is a Janeway showcase for Kate Mulgrew just camping it up like no other. We gave In a Mirror Darkly a big, you know, pat on the shoulder for doing that there. So that's kind of my reasoning for Bride of Chaotica. That said, I can't say it's one of my all-time favorites. It was definitely, you know, not bolded on my list as a automatic in. So I think I am going to go with Little Green Men, actually, in that I think it is a little more consistent. You also just have the dynamics between Rom, Nog, and Quark that just fuel that entire hour. Like, I think having those three bounce off each other for the full hour gives it an energy that maybe a Bride of Chaotica doesn't quite have.
I just watched Little Green Men right before we started recording the episode. And just even the Ferengi mythology, where you hear them talk about their version of hell, which is the vault of eternal destitution. Mm-hmm. Like, it's such a hilarious episode as well. And then the three characters thinking that they can pretty much conquer the universe dealing with, like, these Australians, as they kept calling them.
Right.
You know, this is such a fun, hilarious episode. And again, I go back to the idea that, like, I think the Deep Space Nine writers knew what worked about the characters and what didn't work about it. And, like, Little Green Men, I could watch this one on repeat again and again. I got to give my vote to that versus Bride of Chaotica.
Fair enough.
All right, sir. The next one is another Voyager episode, Prototype. And we'll shake things up a little bit with one of my picks from the animated series, which we usually don't always choose from, you know. Mm-hmm. Still canon, though, but the counterclock incident.
Got me on a hook here.
The series finale of the animated series, the last adventure that we got with the crew before the motion picture.
This is so tough, because Prototype is a real, I have a real fondness for this one, and this one was, I was definitely the one pushing for this one on the list. And I love everything to do with it. I love the relationship between B'Elanna and the robot character. We have Janeway saying, like, we've stumbled into a robot war. It's just goofball. But at the same time, I totally buy into the earnestness of the episode. It's one of the great, for me at least, B'Elanna episodes. Counterclock Incident is insane. Like, it has some of the most hilarious sight gags of any Star Trek episode. I love it. I love Robert April on the show, getting to do a lot and basically have the finale of that series be about him. But I think I'm going to come down on Prototype in this case. It's a little more substantial, but this is not a pick that I make easily.
I like them both. I really do. I want more people to watch Voyager's Prototype. It's such a great one. They even have a reference to, you know, like Data, you know, on the series, which is cool. Counterclock Incident, this is how you do a series finale, though. And like, people would have been satisfied watching this as the conclusion of the animated series. You got me to watch this one, and I watched it the day before we recorded this, and it just kind of reemphasized to me like what a fun episode this is to watch. I'm going to vouch for Counterclock. You're going with Prototype. I'm going to go to the dice. Cam, you sticking with odds?
Sure, yeah.
Okay. Computer. Okay, well... apparently this computer only picks odds, so whatever. Okay, Prototype is going up next. Okay, so listeners, now we're going in the second round. I think we've kind of made the arguments, about the episodes at their core. So as we pit episodes in the next brackets, you and I, we can debate a little bit, but we won't have to go into as much depth as before, but this will still be fun, because Cam, first up, the... Trouble with Tribbles versus Doomsday Machine. It's going to be two TOS episodes against each other. What is the comfort food episode for you?
Tough, because it's my favorite comedy episode up against my favorite like dramatic slam bang TOS episode. But given sort of the theme of this episode of the podcast, I'm going to side with Trouble with Tribbles, which I think just fits the bill more. Doomsday Machine, though, is just it's the blockbuster episode. It's fine.
No argument for me. I totally agree with you there. So Cam, next up, we have Tinker Tenor Doctor Spy versus First Contact for the episode, not the movie.
Boy, both incredibly strong. I think I'm going to come down on the side of First Contact because it has more diversity to the comfort it's providing. Warm Picard, saying it's okay. And some comedy versus just straight comedy. I'm going to take the First Contact.
Tinker Tenor was the episode that I thought of almost immediately when I thought of comfort food episodes of Star Trek. I'm going to Tinker Tenor. Okay. So that means we're going to the computer to decide. I guess we can already figure out what the computer is going to decide.
How about here's a twist, Tyler. I'll say evens.
Oh, God. Okay. Oh, Cam, we rolled a one.
Oh, wow.
So, yeah, Tinker Tenor is going on to the next round.
Both great episodes, so I'm okay with this.
Absolutely, yeah. I finally won, and it's only because... this virtual dice only seems to pick odd numbers.
Not a lot of chance in that chance cube.
Yeah, really. So, listeners, we're going to hit the random number generator just in case Cam has been favored. I don't know why the universe would be conspiring against me.
It's Q. The
universe would never do that. It's Q. Speaking of Q, we've got Deja Q versus Parallels.
Okay. Mm-hmm. These are two amazing episodes. I'm going to come down, though, for the same reasons that Deja Q, in that it's the entire crew, and I do think that family aspect is important in these comfort episodes, and Deja Q just offers all of them a lot of fun to do.
I've never seen Worf better than in Parallels on TNG. I love it when we have a high concept episode that is executed well and there's just fun moments, like even like stuff seen like Worf in a red uniform. We also have those future imperfect comm badges make a return. I love this one. I remember watching it with my sister at age 9, and we both were just absolutely delighted with it. So maybe it's that nostalgia factor. I'm going to give the vote to Parallels. Cam, I will go to the computer. Are you on odds or evens?
I'll take evens.
Evens, okay. Okay.
Victory. Yes.
Another even number is the number 8, because I switched off from the dice roll. We're now on random number generator. So yeah, Deja Q. Oh, it's beating Parallels. That's okay. That's okay. Next one. This will be a toughie, I think. In a Mirror Darkly versus Trials and Tribulations.
Oh my God. This is like the type of Sophie's Choice that I feared going into this episode.
I know.
What's your thinking on this one?
Okay, so if I have 2 hours of the Mirror Universe Enterprise crew just chewing the scenery versus only 1 hour of the Deep Space Nine crew, again, just basking in the 23rd century, I might have to go with the 2 hours, you know, just for sheer volume.
Yeah.
Even though, and the other thing is, I think that you can make an argument that In a Mirror Darkly is a top 5 Enterprise episode. Trials and Tribulations, probably a top 20 Deep Space Nine episode, though.
That's true. Although that says maybe more about the overall consistency of Enterprise versus the consistency of DS9.
I agree.
Also, it had 3 extra years. But
I agree.
I would love it if you disagreed with that last statement.
Stop crapping on my point.
Yeah. I find it very hard to go against Trials and Tribulations, though.
Okay.
I think I'm going to have to back that one. I think that is the one people are going to run to for relief in these difficult times.
Okay, so we'll go to the computer. Cam, odds or evens?
I'll take odds.
Cam, are you, like, hacking my computer? Okay, so it was the number 5.
Wow.
And so we'll go with Trials and Tribulations.
Man, it's too bad Vegas appears to be very shaky this year because I'm on fire.
No kidding. Dear Lordy. Okay. Yeah. Next up, 2 Deep Space Nine episodes. Kind of very similar, and you'll understand what I'm saying in just a second, but His Way versus Bada Bing, Bada Bang.
2 great ones. Both were on my list. I'm still going to go with Bada Bing, Bada Bang, because, again, it's that family hangout factor where we get the diversity of hanging out with each of those members of the crew, each getting their own fun little thing to do, versus His Way. It's much more of an Odo showcase.
Yeah, you know what? Just the moment with Ben Sisko talking about why he did not want to engage in this caper in Bada Bing, Bada Bang because of, you know, how it wouldn't let people of color into these Vegas lounges at the time. Right. And he was addressing that stuff. You know, it was kind of Avery Brooks who, I do appreciate that Avery Brooks was not letting that writer's room off the hook through all of this. And so despite the hangout factor, there is some kind of like heft to this one. I'll give it to Bada Bing, Bada Bang as well.
Yeah. And I should also say Bada Bing, Bada Bang is infinitely better than the original Ocean's 11.
Sure. I remember watching the original Ocean's 11.
It's garbage.
It's also like much longer than people would expect, which is
it has a great ending and an ending that's not in the remake. So people who want to see a great ending that's kind of pulls the carpet out from under you, it's great for that. But boy, is it slow, and it's more iconic than good.
Oh, Cam, Mirror Mirror versus Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad.
Oof. So Mirror Mirror wasn't on my initial list of TOS episodes. That was one you chose. It's a super, super fun episode.
Throwing some shade.
I am, yeah. But I think I'm going to have to go with Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad because, I mean, we have no other Discovery episode. And I do think this episode emphasizes all of the things that people find joyful to watch in Discovery. You've got really funny Tilly moments. You've got great Stamets funny moments. You've got that touching scene between Stamets and Culbert. Like, this kind of has it all. So I'm going to go with this one, even though I don't like the fact we're bumping out 2 Mirror Universe episodes in the same, you know, in the same round.
Yeah. It's tough. Mirror Mirror is so fun. It's so iconic. But I just think that Magic is Discovery at its peak, and it's such high concept. It really subverts your expectations for these kinds of episodes. Mm-hmm. I'm giving it to Magic.
Okay.
All right, sir. Next up on our list, we have got Conundrum versus Blink of an Eye.
Blink of an Eye is still the better episode.
But what's the best comfort food?
I know. I think it probably is Conundrum. I think Conundrum just gives you again, it's that perfect blend. And I think comfort episodes, you want kind of a blend. You want kind of the thinking stuff, you know, the high concept sci-fi stuff. But you also just want to watch the characters kind of have fun. I don't know that the characters in Voyager are having that much fun in Blink of an Eye. The Doctor gets to have a bit. But I would say that Conundrum is the episode that serves that stuff up much better.
Yeah, this is a tough one. I ultimately think that Blink of an Eye is the superior episode, as you said. But like, Conundrum just does not get enough love. I think a lot Blink of an Eye will show up on a lot of top 10 lists for Voyager.
Yeah.
Conundrum, I think we need to pay more respect to it because the character stuff would not work had we not lived with the characters for so long mm-hmm. and then realize how much the characters are acting like the characters that we know throughout this, even if their memory's been wiped.
Exactly.
I think Conundrum is such a genius episode. Let's give it to that.
Okay.
Next up, we might have to, you know, crack the whip here, but Little Green Men versus Prototype.
Well, you know where I stand on this one. I'm always going to come down as like Prototype is one of my go-to Voyager fun episodes. So for me, this is easier. Whereas if I want fun episodes of DS9, I'm more inclined to go for like Bada Bing, Bada Bang, or even Take Me Out to the Holosuite, actually, which I didn't quite put on my list, but I would go to that before I would probably go to Little Green Men. So I'm going to go with Prototype.
No question for me. I'm going with the Little Green Men. I just beg everyone to give it a rewatch. It is so great. It is Quark and family at their finest in a high concept episode. I guess we're going to the computer. I'll take Cam. Pick whatever number you want. Who cares? Odds or evens, whatever.
I'll take evens.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. Evens. It is the number two, by the way, listeners. Okay, whatever.
Awesome.
I don't care. I've gotten one. That's okay. Okay. On to our next round here. We'll go through it a little quicker now. The Trouble with Tribbles versus Tinker Tanner Soldier Spy or Doctor Spy.
Trouble with Tribbles all the way. I think Tinker Tanner Doctor Spy is a blast, but we're talking about an all-timer TOS comedy episode. You know, Kirk buried in Tribbles. It has so many amazing moments. And just lots of talk of green. And that's just exciting to me. So I'm going to go with Trouble with Tribbles.
Yeah. No argument for me. Same here. Next up, though, Deja Q versus Trials and Tribulations.
Oh, now we're getting into the weeds.
I don't care. How can you say that Deja Q is the better comfort food episode versus Trials and Tribulations?
You're right.
Trials and Tribulations. It's just a masterclass in how you do fan service, but with actual like gravitas to it and just those emotional heartstrings that it tugs. Ben Sisko getting Kirk's signature at the very end, like those moments, they do it for me right there.
I know. It's just that Deja Q has been like my dog in the fight for so long that I've really gone to bat for it multiple times now, and I hate giving up on it. But no, Trials and Tribulations, I think I have to go with as well.
Next up, Bada Bing, Bada Bang versus Magic to make the sanest man go mad.
Oh, boy.
Comfort food.
Huh, okay. I think I'm going to come down on Magic to make the sanest man go mad because I think we just pushed forward DS9's maybe most fun episode in Trials and Tribulations. And I would put it a little bit above Bada Bing, Bada Bang. And this is Discovery, bar none, most fun episode across the board. So I'm going to go with Magic, I think. But this one I do not make easy. Heavy is the head who wears the crown right now.
It's a tough one. I was very much on the fence. Props to you. I think you swayed me towards Magic. For those that just have not gotten into Discovery yet, I seriously dare you to watch this episode and not think it's phenomenal. It's Discovery at its best. It's early on in the series. I wish they did more episodes where they're just more episodic in nature. They're not necessarily tied to whatever arc that they're doing. And I think you and I, we keep discussing, like, Discovery is at its best when it's being a little goofy, it's being lighter. And when we get into the dark Discovery, it's not necessarily as much fun to watch. This is why I like Magic.
And plus, Lorca death montage. That will always rule all.
We got to watch him die, like, what, 15 times?
That something like that, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Next up, we have Conundrum versus Prototype.
Oh, I think, actually, in terms of quality, I would put these two on similar ground for me. I'm going to go, I think, with Prototype still. I mean, it's Janeway talking about a robot war. To me, that's just a blast. Prototype, I can totally acknowledge, is not maybe everyone's idea of the perfect comfort food episode. I think it just touches on the things that appeal to me as sort of a geek.
Can I beg you to reconsider just thinking about the character moments that are involved with Conundrum, and even juxtapose that with the what Commander Duffy, this guy that we all know is not one of the commanders aboard the ship, but he just shows up. So even the audience is going like, what the hell is going on right here?
Yeah.
This is such a fun episode. Like, would you, before we have to throw it to the computer, which
you're just terrified of that computer,
you're going to win. Yeah. Can I convince you to go with Conundrum ahead of that? You know, before we get to the kind of the Prototype showdown.
You know what? I will, because I can totally 100% acknowledge that pretty much every person listening would come down on the side of Conundrum. And so I will look at the greater good and finally surrender Prototype.
Okay. Cam, so we're getting into our next round here. We're getting into the home stretch. This will be fun. The Trouble with Tribbles versus Trials and Tribulations.
I knew this was going to happen. Yeah, I knew this was going to happen at some point. It just... those two episodes are so masterful. How could it not? I thought it would be the final round, honestly. But this is tough because I think the DS9 one is obviously such a technical marvel and brings so much to the mythology of Trouble with Tribbles. But you don't have that episode without just the absolute genius foundation of that original episode. And a lot of the comedy that makes the original so like memorable isn't replicated in the DS9 one. It brings its own attitude to it. So it's really a choice of tones. I think I'm going to come down on The Trouble with Tribbles, the original. But only by like a hair. Like not even by that much. I just feel like that one, frustrated Kirk in that episode is just a masterclass in comedic acting on the part of Shatner. And you really do lose that with the DS9 episode.
Maybe it's just nostalgia. I don't care. But I do recall watching Trials and Tribulations as it aired, you know, celebrating the 30th anniversary of Star Trek. My mom, who grew up with my grandmother, who is a huge original series fan, my mom recognized, you know, the TOS iconic Tribbles episode. She sat down with me. We watched it. She commented on how weird it was that Bashir wanted to hook up with his own grandma.
Yeah.
But I got to give it to Trials and Tribulations, which I guess we're going to the computer.
I think so, yeah.
Can pick whatever number you want. It doesn't matter. Computer's going to defer to you. Odds or evens, sir?
I'll take evens.
Ooh. Oh. It landed on number one. It landed on number one. It's odds. We get to go with Trials and Tribulations.
There's no real loser in this competition, no. Like between those two. They are both, either one, whether they went ahead, deserves to go ahead. So, yeah, this was a tough one.
All right, Cam. This is an interesting one next. Comfort food. Magic to make the sanest man go mad versus Conundrum.
This is actually easier for me because I think some of the other TNG ones that I pushed for, I held in higher regard, even like Parallels. I think I maybe would have pushed, well, I don't know, that's pretty even. But I think I pushed harder for Magic to make the sanest man go mad. So I'm going to go with that. Like Deja Q and First Contact were my go-to TNG episodes. Magic is my only Discovery one. I'm going to push for the Discovery episode.
I say that the Discovery episode is the superior episode, but that's not what comfort food is about. It's sure. what you just want to watch and kind of walk away being reaffirmed by Star Trek. I'm going with Conundrum, sir. So, okay. Yeah, I will give it to you. Maybe in the late stages, the computer is loving me at this point. We'll see. Odds or evens, Cam?
I'll take evens.
And you will... yeah, that's a good pick. It landed on number 6, by the way. So okay. we're going magic to make the sanest man go mad. And the final round, it is Trials and Tribulations versus magic to make the sanest man go mad. What is the ultimate comfort food episode to you, Cameron?
Okay, before we even discuss this, this is an insane final matchup, I think. I did not predict this being the final two. I think I always expected a Tribbles episode to make it
sure,
to the end.
Sure.
I did not expect the Discovery one to make it to the end like this. It is very much the dark horse in this race. And the fact that it made it here with, I mean, there's a little bit of luck involved, obviously, but a deserving episode. I can't really, frown on these two being the final two, but just a surprise. I think for me, ultimately, I have to come down on Trials and Tribulations. I think just the legacy of that episode. And I would have picked either that or Trouble with Tribbles over Magic. But Magic to make the sanest one go mad, total blast of an episode. I love it. But Trials and Tribulations is an all-timer.
Yeah. Do you remember a couple years ago in Vegas, we got to... I forget, did we watch a screening live with the audience, or was it just kind of a panel that broke down the making of this episode?
I believe they screened the episode.
Yeah, and I just remember as a communal experience, it was amazing. And then when we had like the Okudas come out on stage and then break down how they had to consider the fact that Terry Farrell is on high heels, and she has a beehive haircut, and she's like a 6'1" woman. Mm-hmm. And they could not fit her into the frame of the 1701 bridge. And they had to like figure out all these like really ingenious ways to do that. Like, I was just in even more awe of what they were able to accomplish with an episode like that to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Star Trek.
Yeah, I mean... it was just such a fun episode, and that panel was a blast. Although, weirdly, the screening of that episode, of the specific episode, maybe wasn't as memorable as when they screened the outrageous Okona in Vegas, which was so weird. Like, that was just an example of a moment I never thought I would have in my life of watching outrageous Okona with, like, 5,000 people or something.
That was weird.
That was so flippin' weird.
Yeah. Wait, I mean, how come that was not one of your comfort food episodes that you wanted to throw out there, Ken?
Well, I think I was so satiated after that screening that I haven't gone back, so it didn't really pop to my mind.
Maybe to give a shout out to like one of our friends of the podcast, but I think it was after that screening that our friend Jesse Okendo decided to turn all of his social media handles into the outrageous Okendo. Which right. you and I were just in awe of how clever that was.
I came up with it.
Oh.
So I was in awe of myself.
Oh,
yes.
Wow. Okay. Oh, yes. Cam, props to you. You know, I probably would not have said that had I known you were the one that came up with it.
I know. But yeah, no, that was so much fun. And that whole experience. But yeah, getting back to the comfort food episodes, I think we had an amazing batch here. I don't think there was any duds, you know, that there was one where I was looking at yours going like, really? Like, this is the episode you went with, and hopefully you felt the same way about my episodes. Ultimately, I think this is just a great example. You know, the draft part was really fun, but we just have to basically say that Star Trek as a franchise is incredible at creating these episodes that just feel like, you know, basically like home in a way, you know, just hanging out with your family, watching them all be kind of goofballs, but also have just rollicking adventures and capers.
Yeah, so let me throw this back at you. Mm-hmm. We end up with Trials and Tribulations.
Yeah.
Pick one. What is the one episode right here on the list that you would go with? I have one in mind. Maybe, do you want me to share that first just to give you a moment to think about it?
Yeah, go for it.
I think after we finish this recording, I'm going to set it up. I've got the DVDs on my shelf. I think I'm going to go throw on Way of the Warrior, which did not even make it past the first round.
Yeah. For me, it would be definitely a TOS episode. And I know that it was very much between two when I wrote the list initially. It was Trouble with Tribbles and Doomsday Machine. I think so much depends on mood. I think I would still probably go with Doomsday Machine, but that's because maybe I'm a darker sort than some.
It has the word doom right in the title.
That's right. That's right. Just because for me, that is like, you know, when you think of, for example, the original Star Wars, which is my favorite of any of the Star Wars movies, that moment where Luke, you know, fires the two torpedoes that go down the vent, pulls the, you know, the X-Wing out, everything starts blowing up. Like, that is like the ultimate high in blockbuster movie making for me. I don't think it's ever been topped. And that is kind of what the Doomsday Machine does for me in terms of Star Trek, like exciting, riveting climaxes. So that's the kind of thing I'm looking for, I guess, in this situation. But I can totally understand people who would pick Trouble with Tribbles because it's more fun and just a gentler episode. It would be a, you know, very close second for me.
Kim, just to recap, do you want me to go through all the list of episodes, every single one that we picked? I can just blast right through them.
Sure, go for it.
Okay, so listeners, if you just want some ideas about like how to stay sane during the midst of this pandemic, here are all the episodes that we went through. The Trouble with Tribbles, In the Cards, Doomsday Machine, Timescape, Shore Leave, Tinker Tenor, Dr. Spy, First Contact, Way of the Warrior, Deja Q, Who Mourns for Mourn, Parallels, Armand Bashir, House of Quark, Intermere Darkly, Trials and Tribulations, Cause and Effect, His Way, Rascals, Bada Bing, Bada Bang, Body and Soul, Mirror Mirror, The Trouble with Edward, Magic to Make the Sanest Man Go Mad, Singularity, Conundrum, Naked Time, Captain's Holiday, Blink of an Eye, Little Green Men, Bride of Chaotica, Prototype, Counter Clock. There we go, Cam. Great episode. Nice. Yeah.
And we actually had a voicemail that came in from friend of the show, Scott Hardy, with he's been on the podcast several times, but he wanted to give his two comfort episodes, neither one of which we chose. So I think it's worth playing that voicemail.
Hey, guys. Scott Hardy here calling in from sunny old London, England, except this time I'm very much locked down in quarantine. And what we need during quarantine is comfort food. And apart from all the calories I've been putting away, I've also been watching a lot of Star Trek. And I know you guys are talking about comfort food episodes this week, so I had to think back on what I used to watch. And the one that immediately sprung to mind was an old VHS tape that I owned, which had two episodes of The Next Generation. It was The Nth Degree and Cupid on the same tape. And for some reason, that was one of the ones I always went back to. Those two episodes I find very easy to watch, and even now I'll pop them on together on Netflix. It's a great little hour and 30 altogether. Just, you know, nice Star Trek. The world isn't ending. It's just fun and enjoyable. And it's great. And that's what we need right now, is a bit of fun and a bit of levity. Anyway, guys, stay safe. Peace.
I cannot tell you how close Nth Degree came to being on my list. It just missed it by a hair. Probably Barkley's best episode, I would say.
Hollow Pursuits is a lot. I know a lot of people consider that one a super fun episode as well. And I did consider it, but it was not really that close for me. But I think we should.
It's a depressing episode.
It is a little depressing when you really consider the psychology of that episode. I think we do have to acknowledge Cupid, though, in that you and I aren't massive fans of Cupid. But for a lot of people, that is a go-to TNG fun episode. And it does offer up the kind of the comfort food elements of all the characters kind of just goofing off and hanging out together. So while it may not work for us as much, it's definitely a favorite among many.
How can you beat, "Sir, I protest. I am not a merry man."
Exactly.
You know, like, there's so many icon moments. Like Worf smashing Geordi's mandolin a la Animal House. Like,
yeah.
I buy why people would go to that as comfort food.
I already made my guilt pick with Bride of Chaotica, so I couldn't fit in two.
Fair enough.
This would have been the second one. Okay, so I think on that note, our assignment is complete. If you enjoyed listening to this podcast, we want to hear from you. Jump on over to the Facebook page at facebook.com/subspacepod. Let us know what your favorite comfort food episodes are. We would love to know. Okay, Tyler, what are we doing next time?
We're doing things that don't make sense in the 24th century, whether it's the economy, whether it is politics, whether it is the legal system that operates in the Federation or the Cardassian Union, we will dive into it. I think this is going to be kind of a potpourri of different things that kind of irk us. And we have to step back and say, like, wait, replicators can do what now? And I think this will be fun. So listeners, if you have any ideas as well, get to us. You only have, you know, a couple days. I know, but we'd love to hear from you. If there's just stuff about the 24th century or 23rd century, whatever, that just didn't quite make sense to you and you want us to discuss.
And don't send us an email that just says Star Trek Discovery.
No. And you only use its initials in a very rude way to refer to the show.
Yeah, exactly. Okay, you can, of course, find us on the Twitter. I'm at Cam V as in Vorgon Comfort Food Smith.
And you can find me at Reportin. That's R-E-P-O-R-T-O-N. N as in the nth degree comfort food.
Okay, so until next time, the arena is closed.
Telling you more. Something's going on in Vix that we don't know about.
Transfer complete.